has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
What would your team, group, or club do with $10,000? Enter Baymont Inns and Suites Home Team Hospitality Contest by April 27th. Visit baymontinns.com/home-team-hospitality for more.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you ready for some real estate reality?
Spring is nearly here, and this year you won't be alone. The Girard Realty Show is your best resource for expert advice on buying, owning, and selling real estate in the St. Louis area. Every Sunday on the Big 550, listen to the experts, learn how to buy into lower rates, sell into higher prices, and better manage your biggest asset. Get the truth on the Girard Realty Show every Sunday at 3 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat.
Oh, means we're on the air.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, this is a theme song for our show. I hope you're ready. Dan, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Born ready.
Born ready.
I'm ready.
What are we doing?
Talent show. Today's the day for the call.
All right.
It's talent show day. Our favorite day. Don't disappoint us, folks.
Are we performing?
Nope. Please don't disappoint us. Call us with your talent. However bad it is, you've heard worse already on this show. Sometimes bad is funny.
This is the dirtiest show I have ever been on in all of my life.
Wow. Johnny Carson?
Yeah, that was... He made that statement one time when he was a guest on the Kill Coyne show.
Oh, really?
Because that show's filthy.
Gold dust at my feet.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I can't even listen to it.
Yeah. Did I ever say anything mean or do anything to this guy, Josh? You know what I'm talking about? He's on a couple of shows here.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Have I ever really done anything to him?
I don't recall.
I don't recall.
Did he?
Why? Is he bashing you on the air?
Is he trash talking?
I'll quote word for word what he said. I don't know what the bit was. It was the typical Carney show kind of bit that didn't make any sense, you know, like a lot of his stuff. And it was something about me going into Starbucks. I didn't get it. And
did he imitate you going into Starbucks?
No, he imitated the person. What do you call him?
The barista?
Yeah. Oh. He said, so Frank, here's a joke. Frank goes into Starbucks.
All right.
And then there's they said that the drink was ready, and they said something about Flo, your drink is ready, knowing that I can't stand that Flo on Progressive.
Oh, right.
Oh.
And then they said, how about you? The bald gentleman who can afford to shed a couple of pounds.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Josh said that?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm still reeling from it. I know I'm fat.
He was talking about you?
Well, he said Frank O'Pan. He said my name and then Starbucks and then something about, how about the bald gentleman who can afford to shed a couple of pounds? I guess they called my name that my drink was ready. I don't even go into Starbucks, first of all. So the story didn't make any sense.
Wow.
It hurt. Man. It hurt.
I know in private he's mentioned that about Mike.
That I'm fat?
No, about Mike, the guy that runs the place, that he...
That he's fat?
Yeah, that he should shed some pounds.
Really?
But that
he
was
said
just
that about private. Mike Dorsey?
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
I would not do that to the boss. I wouldn't even do it to me, but I don't pay him. I just, you know, I was in such a good mood, and then... I don't know, 10 minutes before the show, I hear that. It just changed everything. I mean, now I'm not in a good mood anymore. You see, if you know you're fat, that's one thing. But that's how they describe you. That is the one thing they pay. Maybe it's Frank's drink. Do you know Frank O'Pinion? He's that guy over there. Or he's the guy who...
That huge thing sitting over there.
No, I think there's another way to. But the bald gentleman who can afford to shed a couple of pounds. That's. I don't talk about it anymore. I don't talk about it anymore.
Thanks, Josh. Yeah. We have to be in the
Thanks
room
for ruining
with
our show.
It's one thing to make fun of yourself, but.
Yeah.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
I'm fat. I wanted to be called fat
when you,
so by people.
Do that.
And inside, even though you hurt your own feelings, it's kind of like smelling your own gas. You know what I'm saying? It's not as bad as somebody else's.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. So essentially, he just did the equivalent of passing gas in my face.
Yeah.
So thanks a lot. Yeah. Thanks for ruining what I think was going to be a really good show. The only thing that can save it now is talent.
Yeah.
His great contestants on the talent show. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Well, you know what? You get a gold star because you always seem to step right up there with something.
All right.
Folks, here's Eon the Peon with his contribution to the Burke segment.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm a huge fan of YouTube. I subscribe.
As am I.
I subscribe. Oh, yeah. Well, you're like a YouTube star now.
Right.
I subscribe to a bunch of channels on YouTube. One of them is a company called Vice. They do a lot of documentaries. They air just on YouTube.
So if you subscribe
website.
To them, will they?
Well, when you go, yeah, when
you
when
get
you,
a notification,
you set up a YouTube account and you know, you keep it logged in. And when you go to YouTube, all the channels that you subscribe to, there's like a main feed page where you scroll down the main page and it shows all the recently uploaded videos of all the channels you subscribe to.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sure I subscribe to probably about 100 channels or so. So
you subscribe to my channel?
I do.
What's my channel called? I don't even know.
It's just Frank Opinion, I think.
I didn't even know that.
If you go to YouTube and search Frank Opinion, and then there's
all fantastic videos.
There's a way to search just by channel name, too. You got to figure out how to do that. But, yeah, you can find it that way. But, yeah, so Vice. And I saw this a couple days ago, they released it. I just watched it this morning, though. They did a little mini documentary. It was only 15 minutes long. But it was about the original Cabbage Patch doll story.
And I remember those ugly dolls.
I had never heard of this before.
Weren't they basically just like little pillows with a face on them and some legs? And
well, they started out all fabric, where even the face was fabric as well. And then Mattel took over the production of them, and the face was made out of vinyl then. It was that, you know, plastic face. But they were actually started by this woman, Martha Nelson Thomas. And she made these dolls. They were called baby dolls. And she started the whole process where she would handcraft each baby.
Did they come with papers?
Write up papers, with a name and a personal history of the baby.
I remember
that. And then the customer
that.
Would adopt the baby. You would sign the adoption agreement. And
Dan had one. Not Alyssa, Dan.
Yeah.
Alyssa wanted one. Dan said, you can't have mine.
No, this is mine.
I was young enough. I had one. Gordon. I still remember Gordon.
Oh, come on. You had a cabbage? How old were you?
Let's see.
This was last week.
That was early 80s. That was all the craze. So I would have been, you know, 6 or 7, I guess, at the time.
So you were kind of a sissy. You had a doll.
Well, sure. I mean, I think Cabbage Patch Kids crossed over. It wasn't just a girl's thing.
Not to me. Dolls are girl things to me. G.I. Joe is not a doll. That's an action figure. There's a difference.
I had some G.I. Joes, too, yeah.
Kid carrying a doll, not that there's anything wrong with that. You have to say that now.
Right.
I still think it's a little sissy. I don't think I ever had a doll. But go ahead. You had a Cabbage Patch doll.
I did. But so this woman actually started in the late 70s, and she did these craft fairs around, I think she was in Kentucky, maybe. And so this guy, this Xavier Roberts, saw her dolls at one of these fairs and tried to get her to go into business with them. And she said, no, I like how, you know, I didn't want to turn it. She didn't want to turn it into some big mass market thing. She liked how it was all individually done and she wanted to keep it smaller. So this Xavier Roberts guy just essentially stole her idea.
Scumbag.
And started the Cabbage Patch Kids company. Well, it was originally called Little People, I think, when he first stole it. And then
I would have called it midget dolls.
Well, they were supposed to be babies. I don't know if they're midgets.
Midget babies.
Well, I don't know if a...
Is a midget baby, if two midgets have a baby, is it like 2 inches long or something?
No.
Normal?
I think you can tell a dwarf baby, though, by a regular baby. Their heads are a little bit bigger.
Ah,
I think. Okay. Yeah, so he steals this idea, you know, takes it to mass market. You know, it was one of the biggest pop culture hits of all time. I mean, it was in this documentary, and I'll go ahead and put it on the Facebook page. It's only 15 minutes long if you want to watch it.
Oh, I'll watch
but,
it.
But they show some footage of inside stores when it first came out, and you know, you see some of these Black Friday videos now. This looked just like it. It was the early 80s. You know, your parents, you know, punching each other.
Oh,
you know,
I remember the cabbage sticks. It was unbelievable. Oh, it was like Beanie Babies.
Yeah. So,
yes.
This documentary is really good. How, and so this woman finds out that he ends up stealing this idea, sells them all. And so she really didn't want money. I mean, she was never really money driven, obviously, because she didn't want to go into business with him. So, I think after a while, there was like a 10-year lawsuit, where she was trying to get credit for it, and after 10 years, it was eventually unsettled for you know, undisclosed amount or whatever. It was really interesting. I had never heard the background story.
Does it show both, maybe what hers look like and what the...
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah,
it's an obvious theft.
Some of the original ones, yeah. And you find out in this documentary, too, how much of a scumbag this Xavier Roberts guy was. And the funny part is, so he steals her idea. And then the mid-80s, Topps, you know, the trading card company,
sure.
they made, you remember Garbage Pail Kids cards?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So this Xavier Roberts guy who stole the idea had to sue Topps for trademark infringement on an idea he stole, which I'm assuming he won that.
But here's the deal. He was smart enough to copyright, trademark, whatever, his. She wasn't.
Yes, and they covered
that. She should have done that.
They covered that at the time where if all she, apparently the rules were back then, if she would have just put like that copyright symbol after what she did, it would have been protected, but she wasn't really, like I said, she wasn't really interested in turning it. Yeah, she didn't want to turn it into a business. She just liked the, you know, the craft side of it. Like, she was a real artsy person. She ended up dying a couple of years ago, but...
Did they say how much this other guy ended up making?
Oh, millions. They showed his house in the 80s. It was like a 30-room mansion. He had a chauffeured limousine. Oh, yeah. And then he eventually sold the company for $30 million, I think, at a certain point. So,
remind me later, because this just came out early this week, the latest Beanie Baby news. Did you see this?
Yes.
There actually is one Beanie Baby, but there aren't many of them, that's worth about $100,000 now.
Yeah,
everybody's
really
going to be scrambling to go to their Beanie. And we have them in my house. We have two giant, big plastic, clear plastic containers.
We do too.
Full of Beanie Babies.
My daughter has...
I think there's only about 100 of the specific doll. Yeah, I saw
right,
that.
There's about 100 of them.
This couple bought it at some garage sale for $5, and now they found out it was a Princess Di.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Save it for later.
Sorry, I didn't know.
We have to give them a reason to keep listening,
otherwise
they'll
bail. Yeah, tease them.
You
know. There you go.
Oh, boy.
What I just said. No, that was it.
All right. Dan, anything?
I do have something, but did you see who's on the phone?
I did, yeah. Norman.
He's calling.
I think we should talk to him.
Yeah, he's calling for the talent show.
Oh, great. Oh,
well, everybody else might as well just give it up because nobody's got a chance.
Right.
Let me talk to Norman. Norman, how are you? Norman?
Hey.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey, Norman.
I'm going to sing this song here.
Are you singing as a competitor, as a contestant in the talent show?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me do this the way we normally do it. Norman, I know you're from Sullivan, Missouri. He has a girlfriend. What's her name again?
Rosemary.
Rosemary. So without further ado, here, what are you doing for us, Norman? What are you going to do?
I don't my love.
I believe that's Ida, my love.
Yeah.
Was that what he was going to do? He just did it.
He's on the keyboard today.
Yeah, were you playing the organ there?
Yeah, do you have a keyboard?
Oh, a kazoo and keyboard combo.
Oh, my goodness. He's like these, Bob Dylan and these people that play the harmonica with the neck holder and another instrument at the same time. So you have an electric keyboard and a separate kazoo?
Yeah.
And, wow.
I am forever blowing bubbles.
I'm forever blowing. I know this. I'm forever blowing bubbles. I know this song. You'll play that?
Yeah, there's your answer.
That's it. That's it, all right.
That's your answer.
Norman, you've never, I don't believe you've ever shared with us that you're a keyboard player.
No.
I am.
Yes, he is.
Well, we know that now, but you kept that a secret. What other secrets do you have?
Keyboard player, and I got from my mother teaching me the piano out in Oregon. Taught me the right way.
Teach the piano out in Oregon.
Oregon, yeah.
Yeah. Either said that or a piano and an organ. But I think it was Oregon.
Yeah.
Would you, because the audience, I know what's going to happen. If we let you go, they're going to be crying more, more, more. Is there anything else you could play where you play both the kazoo and the keyboard?
Or you got to play the guitar.
You want what? You play the guitar? There's no end to it. There's no end to the talent. Norman, are you still there?
I'm still here yet.
Yeah. Can we hear you play the guitar?
Another song?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, what would you be doing for us?
He's going to reach over and get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably a room full of instruments. He's like Barbara Mandrell, those Mandrell sisters. Remember, they could play everything.
Yeah, sure. One-man band.
Yeah. Norman, you didn't fall asleep, did you?
No, he's still there.
Norman?
Here right now.
Okay. Get right up there close to the phone, okay, so we can hear you. Nice and loud. Are you ready, Norman?
He's getting in here.
He's getting in. Are you getting
in? Don't rush the master.
You
the
cannot
maestro.
Rush. That's right, Piano. You cannot rush an artist because they're perfectionists, and they go when they're ready, not before.
What's he? Is he going to get a guitar? Is that what he's going to
maybe
get?
Maybe he went down to a guitar store.
Oh.
And we have to wait till he comes
Norman,
back.
You have your guitar? Is it all tuned up and ready to go? Norman?
Hold on.
He left the room.
Norman, that's fantastic.
What was that song? Hay in the Sun is
blowing
Shining
bubbles.
And Blowing Bubbles. What was that song, Norman?
Hey and the high and the ho ho ho.
Hey and the high and the ho ho ho. That's my favorite song. Hey and the high and the ho ho ho.
Like Mr. Ed.
Oh, he's doing the horse clops there.
Oh.
Like Mr. Ed.
Well, that was great, Norman.
Wow.
Play this one more time.
All right. Oh, kazoo guitar.
And the kazoo.
Oh, the whistle at the end.
At the end. We almost covered
that
up.
I love that.
Now, Norman.
That's his own touch.
Norman, you think it's possible to play the guitar, keyboard, and kazoo?
Oh, come on, Pian. Nobody could do that.
I don't think anybody could do that.
Only Geddy Lee can do that from Rush.
What do you think, Norman?
You can? You can play guitar, keyboard, and kazoo?
Yeah.
Well, let's hear something.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I don't think you can do it.
I think you can.
I think you can, too.
There you go, Tendozio. Did I be? Just the word seems clear. It's funny to hear. The Ivy, Billy Ivy, couldn't you?
guys know that song?
Mares and Goats and Does and Goats
and Yeah. And Lambs and Dozy. And by the way, what a dumb song. How did that song ever get to be a song? Mares and Goats and Does and Goats and Little Lambs and Ivy. A kid lead Ivy too, wouldn't you? What a stupid song.
Mm-hmm.
And it, everybody knows it, I guess.
Well, it's not stupid anymore.
Well, Norman, you have made so many people who've been contestants right now just hang it up. They just thought, I'm out. I don't have a chance. They don't think they have a chance. Would you encourage people to still keep participating? What was that song?
Something about $15.
$15 don't make no sense. Norman, you might be the greatest caller we've ever had. In a different way than Bernice. Bernice, nobody can replace Bernice. But in a different way. I think you might be our favorite caller. You thought that was funny. All right, Norman, thank you for kicking off the talent show. We don't need your number because we have it.
I'm bowing here right now.
You're bowing?
He's bowing to the crowd.
He's telling us he's bowing. See, he knows to paint a picture.
Yes.
We wouldn't have known he was bowing the way all artists do on stage. We wouldn't have known if he hadn't told us. I'll tell you, Norman knows how to paint the picture and how to play the music. Norman, thank you. Call anytime. You know that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Norman.
Christ peace be with the sun.
Christ
God
peace.
Bless us all.
Christ peace to us all, and God bless us.
God
thank
bless
you,
America.
You too, Norman.
Father God, please don't take Frank Opinion away and my sunshine's there.
Wouldn't that
our
nice?
Sunshine. Oh.
We're his sunshine. Lord, please don't take his sunshine away. Don't take us away. Well, that's so nice, Norman. Thank you. we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay.
All right. One of a kind.
Oh, my goodness.
The great Norman.
That is fantastic. Talk about a mood changer.
Talk about what?
A mood changer.
I'll say. See, I was in a bad mood because that cruel thing Josh said.
Right.
Is there a Frank Opinion here, a bald guy who needs to shed a few pounds? And I was in the dumps. And then this. Mm-hmm. Norman lifted. You know, there's a song, You Raise Me Up. Josh Groban.
Oh, right? Great song.
Great song. That's what I feel like now. Inside, I'm singing, Norman raised me up. That's what Norman will do for you. And now another person who can light you up and brighten your day when he sends you on your way in your brand new
Chevrolet.
Wow. Yeah. You see how he did that?
He's like a savant. He reads my mind. He knows what I'm going to say. Brighten your day when he sends you away in your brand new Chevrolet.
Wow. That was great.
Wow.
Well, Dion, thank you for co-writing it. You know,
that's a blues charge right there.
After Norman, I would never attempt anything right after Norman. It's sudden death. You don't have a chance.
Sudden death? Huh?
Yeah.
Nobody can outshine Norman.
Especially musically.
So how's your Thursday so far?
My Thursday so far is fantastic. And now that I'm talking to you, it's even better. What was that song you liked so much?
Hold on, what was that?
John's got his own
sound effects. Crowd applauding? John apparently has a new toy.
Oh, he's playing Josh Groban.
Oh, Josh Groban.
You raise me up. Yeah, you raise me up, Josh Groban.
I have to stop because I'll start tearing up, man. I love that song.
Do you have that on your iPod?
Woo! I just pulled that off my iPhone.
That's a great song.
It is a great song. I'll play the rest of it when we're done brightening up everyone's day today, which is, I think, what we do a lot of times, don't we?
I think you do.
Yep.
I think you
get to heaven and they meet you at the gate and they open that book, it's a great big hardbound book, and it says John Landoff Jr.'s life. And they open it up and they go, well, we see that we'll forgive you for that, and we'll forgive you for that, and we'll forgive you for that, and here's why. We just came to the page where we have, and in heaven they'll have the exact number of people whose lives you brightened by putting them in a new car with a good deal. And they'll go, Mr. Landoff, everything you did that was bad is offset by how many people's lives you brightened. Welcome to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Really think that's how it's going to be?
You know, it's pretty interesting what, first of all, you have to talk about people who believe there's something after this. And let's say that's who we're talking to. And then what is it like? What is it? What do you think of it? What I think it is, I don't know about this reincarnation, come back as a turtle. Or I don't know about that. But I think that you, your soul, which is really you, ends up for eternity in a place where all the people that you miss who have gone, they're there. And they're there as you knew them, younger, vibrant. There's no sickness, no hospitals. And I think if you're a golfer, there's the greatest golf course. And I know this sounds corny to some people, but whatever it is that would make for a perfect world for you, that's what you enter into when you get there.
So you mean, so I get to go to heaven and I'll be in a duck blind like the rest of my life?
The world's greatest duck blind. If that's what you want.
No, I'm still in no hurry.
Well, no, I don't think any of us in a big hurry.
My dad used to say, he goes, you know, I said, well, your dad, he's a very, very religious guy. And I mean, literally would pray for about 2 hours every night, you know? And
2 hours?
2 hours every night.
Yeah, wow. That's dedication.
I used to sometimes call him Monsignor Landoff. But, you know, and he met the Pope, Pope John Paul, twice. Whatever. So,
the guy,
he said Landoff Sr. I mean, a great guy. And he used to say, you know, son, he goes, I'm not afraid of dying. I'm just in no hurry to get there. I'd say, oh, okay, I get it. But you're getting kind of deep today, Frank.
Yeah, because I'm a heavy thinker. You know, the worst thing that can happen to you is you get to the gate, the beautiful gate, and St. Peter or whoever's there sees you, opens your book, and over on the other side of the gate, there's your dad. And he goes, come on in, son. And St. Peter says, not so fast.
Yeah.
But I'm laughing at that one.
I wouldn't laugh at it either. That's not what you want to hear when you get up there. No.
But you know what? It's a great day here at Johnny Landoff's.
Sure is.
We just got a couple of truckloads full of Silverado pickup trucks, the hottest, the best looking, the best riding pickup truck in the world. Nothing can compare. You really shouldn't waste your time at all on one of those aluminum, probably not very safe, new Ford models. This Silverado is hot. It's so great. And there's a little reason why it's a little bit more expensive than a Ford. It's nicer. It's a nicer truck. It's a great truck. And we sold so many of them. You know that Sam Landoff, the truck manager here at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet?
Oh, yes, I know him.
God, is he a great young man. I mean, he's been unbelievable. And John Landoff III, the new car sales manager, and I'm not going to mention all the managers, but Mark Thornton, Mike Price, and a finance team that just does such great work on helping people out that have had some credit issues in the past. And a lot of people have, and we're here to take care of everybody. Oh, yes, we do accept cash. I like when people say, will you take cash? Heck yes, we'll take it. Very clear, yes, we will take your check if you want to come and buy a vehicle from us. But
no, say check, but they don't mean cash, like in a paper bag.
No, I mean, some people do come in here with cash down, but most people write a check or go get a cashier's check. But only about 15% of our business is cash, you know. So, 85% of what we do is finance. And we have a great finance team. The key is, being in business as long as we have such great relationships with our finance partners. Wells Fargo Finance.
Community Credit Union.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we do a ton of business with First Community Credit Union. You know, Ally Bank, U.S. Bank.
I don't care about those people.
Well, you know what? We have to be able to take care of, because everybody's different. The structure of the new car, the new truck, used car. So a lot of great, great finance partners that can get rates down as low as take the rebate money that's offered on the vehicle, because we can still get rates as low as like 1.9, and you can get that $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000 rebate. So I just get excited. I really
sure do.
Can you tell?
Yes, we can tell.
You don't sound too excited right now.
No, I'm just letting you talk, because sometimes you get upset if I talk over you, and I don't let you say what you want to say.
that doesn't happen that often that you, you know, interrupt me. I mean, please.
No, it doesn't.
You do.
This is a fantastic weekend, the rest of this week, to go buy a vehicle. Folks, you're looking at 65 right now, tomorrow 67. I mean, perfect weather, just a little tiny bit, not cold, but just enough you won't be sweating. And then Saturday, 80 degrees. I mean, come on. This is car buying weather. You raise me up. Good radio here.
Okay, I gotta. That'll inspire you. Okay, I love that song.
You know, people do different things to kind of motivate. Do you go in your office, play that song, and then you come out all cranked up, ready to go,
or crying,
or crying?
That's a song that just really gets you. Just, you know, realize how blessed you are and how beautiful life is.
I'll tell you a better one. The prayer with Andrea Bocelli. And either Catherine McPhee or Celine Dion.
Unbelievable.
He's done it with three or four women. What a song.
Oh, what a voice he has. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yep.
That'll get you tearing up, too. But I tell you, the song that gets me going also is Happy. You know?
Pharrell Williams.
I'm sick.
I mean, if that doesn't get you to start snapping your fingers and wanting to dance a little bit, and it happens to be Mary Ryan, the world's greatest receptionist in the entire world, Angel Mary Ryan, whose nickname is the same as my beautiful wife, Mimi. She's Mimi Mary Ryan. So that's her favorite song, Happy.
It's a good story.
Mimi Mary Ryan? Well, that's her nickname?
Everyone calls her Mimi. Her brothers called her Mimi, and so that's I found that out years ago. And I thought I'd share that with you. It's kind of a family thing that we kept within the dealership. Now that I've shared with you and all of my AM and the PM family members.
I think everybody's happy to hear that story. That's a good story.
So if we call Mary Ryan, say, hi, Mimi, she'll say hi?
Oh, sure she will.
Okay.
I mean, you have to say it with a little more enthusiasm, Dan. I mean, it sounds like right now you're
about ready
to walk off a plane.
Dan, can we do it? Can we do it right now? Can you grab another one?
Yeah, yeah. Let me
we're
going to
do it right now, John. We're going to call the front desk here at the main switchboard operator at your dealership. And
the world headquarters?
Yeah, let's see if Mary answers. Is she on duty right now?
There, go ahead, Ian.
Here we go.
Punch it up.
Punch it up. Hang on.
Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, this is Mary.
Is this Mimi?
Yes, how are you?
Hi, Mimi. He's right. She loved it. It lit her up.
We raised her up.
It's Frank Opinion. We just John's on the other line. John, say hi to your receptionist there, Mary.
Hi, Mimi. How are you, honey?
Hi, John. I'm great. How are you doing?
Every time I hear your voice and see you, I just know how lucky I am. You're the best. I love you.
Hi, Mary.
Oh, gosh. I love you too, John.
He's telling us your nickname is Mimi, and we just every once in a while we want to fact check. We want to make sure that's true. And sure enough, you lit
that
up.
That is absolutely true.
All right. Do you want us to call you that from now on?
You can call me whatever you want.
Oh,
see that? How nice. The nicest receptionist in St. Louis, Mary. All right, Mary, we'll let you go back to work. Nice talking to you.
Always a pleasure, Frank. And thanks, John. Love you.
Love you, honey. You're
best. Get back to work. Bye.
Oh, she's gonna
get what a love fest that place is.
Yeah.
That's right. That is an angel. That is a living, walking, breathing angel right
you
there.
You know what? Mary is.
No, people have. I don't think people have any idea how important it is. The person that answers your business phone and the sound of their voice, the demeanor, whether they sound happy that you called, they sound helpful. She gets an A+ in whatever school you would go to where they grade you on being a receptionist.
Or she should be the teacher.
How to answer the phone, how to take care of customers, how to get them where they want to go, and if you can't, how to let them know they'll call you back. She's so good at that. All right, we need a phone number so that people can call and talk to Mimi.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Jason Gillum, I think he might be listening, all the way up from Little Rock, Arkansas, to buy my demo. They kicked me out of my demo today.
Wow.
My
black
Tahoe LTZ. And I'm going to drive another Tahoe LT2. Doesn't have maybe the equipment that the LTZ does, but it's a brand new Tahoe. I can't complain. I'm blessed. I'm lucky. And so they just had a little baby girl, and his brother Jeff is doing a lot of work at our house with the Bozich Construction. So got his brother all the way from Little Rock, Arkansas today to buy a Tahoe. So
beautiful. Good job.
Thank you very much. And as always, you raise me up, Frank.
Oh, come on. Don't make me cry.
That's so touching.
We're sending you some business. Yeah. You're going to have a great weekend, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, John.
Bye.
See? Who'd know? Yeah. 1 minute you think, oh, he's just a jokester. And then the depth comes through. You raise me up, Josh Groban, which is a great song, folks, if you've never heard it. That's Josh Groban, another guy discovered by David Foster, as so many people have been. Celine Dion, I think Catherine McPhee. This David Foster is one of those guys who he'll go somewhere and see somebody singing in a lounge or something. He can immediately know if they have star power. He's picked and groomed some of the best. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. It is talent show day. Norman kicked it off. We need your talent. Audible talent only. Obviously, if you tap dance, we can't see that. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. We will be back. This is the Big 550.
Meet me.
And we're going to get a look at traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
All right, this report's brought to you by Baymont Inn and Suites. What would your team, group, or club do with $10,000? Enter Baymont Inn and Suites Home Team Hospitality Contest by April 27th. Visit baymontinns.com/hometeamhospitality for details. Afternoon's not starting very good. We have an accident on southbound 270 just before Highway 55 that's blocking three right lanes, and already we're backed up to approaching Graboy. Eastbound 40 downtown is jamming from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40 from Boyle out through McCausland, and now from Lindbergh out through Timberlake Manor. We also have some heavy traffic coming in from Illinois, westbound 5564 from 4th Street to the Poplar Street Bridge. This report also brought to you by the perfectly powerful peanut. Why just snack when you can power snack? Did you know that a handful of peanuts has 7 grams of plant-based protein? For more information and ideas from the perfectly powerful peanut, visit nationalpeanutboard.org. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'd say this is a stage one road rage alert.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
It's not the traffic that bothers me so much. It's all of these cars that are in the way.
Hear about it first.
This is going to be the worst trip of your life.
On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Are you suffering with your dentures? Are you suffering from not being able to eat what you want? Well, we have a solution. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care. He is fully certified, trained, and an expert in dental implants. He can take your existing dentures and turn them into new implants, and you'll be able to eat anything you want. The results are truly amazing. He can take your existing dentures, or he can start fresh. Either way, people are able to eat corn on the cob, they're able to eat their favorite steak, and they're actually able to enjoy their life again. Dental implants is the way to go, and you want to go with somebody you can trust. And you can trust Dr. Bowen. He's been an expert in this 4 years. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, 314-921-3500. Even if you're looking for a second opinion, call Dr. Bowen. He'll be happy to give you a free consultation. Dr. Bowen and dental implants for your existing dentures or from scratch. Dr. Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
Hi, this is John Shea. Hallmark Stone is a wholesale fabricator of granite and quartz countertops. They normally only sell to kitchen and bath shops, home stores, remodelers, and builders like me. But once a year, they open their doors to the general public to benefit Annie's Hope and Carney's Kids charities. This Saturday and Sunday is that weekend. It's the Hallmark Stone Granite Remnant Sale, where you can buy granite remnants for up to 50% off retail pricing. Remnants are great for vanity tops, fireplace surrounds, small bar tops, and more. Jim McMillan and myself will be broadcasting the Inside Out Show this Saturday from 11 to 1. So come out and say hi. Hallmark Stone is located off I-44 at the Soccer Park exit. For directions, call 636-349-1288, or better yet, check out their website at hallmarkstone.com. Enjoy extreme savings while benefiting local charities. What a great combination. Stop by Hallmark Stone's Granite Remnant Sale this Saturday and Sunday only. For directions, visit their website at hallmarkstone.com.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers. And our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing, and buyer specialists.
Great.
Our team meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
If you're a business owner and need fast cash to solve your problem, Merchant Capital Source can help you today. Merchant Capital Source is delivered from $10,000 to $250,000 in cash to thousands of business owners just like you in as little as 3 days. Less than perfect credit is okay. If you've been in business for 6 months and generate at least $15,000 in monthly sales, we can help you today. We don't need to see your tax returns, financial statements, or business plans. We're just a phone call away from having you on your way to securing the money you need. We're a direct funding source, so you won't pay costly commissions to middlemen. So join the thousands of business owners who've learned the secret of going direct to Merchant Capital Source for quick cash. Get $10,000 to $250,000 in as little as 3 days. Same day approval and no broker's fees. Log on to mcscash.com right now for a free quote. That's mcscash.com. Or call 800-862-1868. That's 800-862-1868. Merchant Capital Source, the direct source for fast cash in just 3 days. Get your cash now. Call 800-862-1868. mcscash.com. Or call 800-862-1868.
How's this for a deal? Call Gelmish and Sons Heating and Cooling, one family that's been around since 1950. You know them by their big red trucks, their big red billboards, Mike Shannon approved. Call them and ask about upgrading your air conditioning and your furnace to a more energy efficient furnace. Now, when you call Gelmish and Sons and they install a high efficiency unit, not only will Gelmish and Sons be able to make sure you get the rebates you deserve from Lennox, from Ameren, or from Laclede Gas, but when that's done and you get your rebates, then your heating and electric bills will be cut in half. So you get a massive rebate and your energy bills go down in half. What are you waiting for? Gelmish and Sons, 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110 or gelmishandsons.com. You want the best? Rebates, energy bills cut in half? Gelmishandsons.com.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
FYI, St. Louis, Appliance Discounters is having the biggest Bosch warehouse sale of the year. Get the lowest price ever on Bosch appliances, and you'll also get a 10% rebate back on purchases of three or more Bosch appliances. We're not stopping there. When you purchase any Bosch dishwasher, Appliance Discounters will install it for free. Appliance Discounters is the fastest growing Bosch appliance dealer in the Midwest. Shop any of our four locations in Webster Grove, St. Charles, Arnold, or Baldwin, or shop us online at theappliancediscounters.com.
This is Steve Light and Greg Gonzalez, host of the Retire Worry Free Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
As retirement planning specialist for the last 22 years, we have helped people get everything they want out of retirement. So the question is, what do you want out of your retirement? When you cut through all the fluff, it all boils down to this. When exactly can I retire? And what's my retirement going
to
look like?
If there's anything we can do to help you get the retirement you've always wanted, let us know. Go to StephenGreg.com.
That's StephenGreg.com.
Or listen to Retire Worry Free on the Big 550 KTRS.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee can, and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
What would your team, group, or club do with $10,000? Enter Baymont Inns and Suites Home Team Hospitality Contest by April 27th. Visit baymontinns.com/hometeamhospitality for more.
I'm on a pretty short leash here as we head up to the news, so I'm going to get one other talent contestant in here real quickly. Craig, are you there?
Hey, amen to you, guys.
Thank you, Craig. Are you calling for the talent competition?
No, actually, I'm not. Just wanted a little quick comment, a little story about the Cabbage Patch thing.
Okay.
Back in about 1991, my daughter was about 7 years old. And when you bought the Cabbage Patch dolls, they sent you a birth certificate with them and stuff. It was, like, real authentic. Well, my daughter's arm, the arm on one of her dolls was actually torn. So we had sent it back thinking they were going to send us a new doll. They sent us a death certificate back. You know, for a seven-year-old, how do you explain, hey, your doll's dead?
Yeah, but that's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, well, this is insane. You know, I'm going to explain to my little kid that her doll's dead.
Wow.
They didn't send me any refund, nothing, just a death certificate.
You know, as mad as you want to be when you open it, you see it, you have to burst out laughing.
Oh, I did. I'm like, this is crazy. Anyway, I just want to share a little story with you.
Anyway.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Craig.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Now, you know what? We don't have time for Jenny. Please, Dan, take her number. Tell her we'll call her back if we have to after the news. I'm sorry about that.
All right. Hey, real quick, there's a brush fire southbound 55 at Merrimack Bottom Road. The two right lanes are closed. Tim will have more on that.
Well, how about that, folks? You don't get that kind of breaking, you know, traffic news anywhere else. Window World is a very charitable company. The charitable arm is Window World Cares, and I am trying my best to get as many of you as I can to make a $200 donation for a chance and an entry into the drawing for the trivia night to sit with us May 16th. I will tell you, and I will never inflate or pad in any way or embellish, the response is embarrassing. I don't think I've ever had to say that before. I'm stunned. I don't know what the problem is. We still have time, but I guess I'm hoping people are just dragging their feet, waiting till I say we have one more day or two more days. If you go to frankopinion.com and you click to enter, right there it is. And easy, makes it easy for you to donate $200 to St. Jude Children's Hospital through Window World. And I only need 30, 40 people. And I'm embarrassed to say we don't have them. We don't have anywhere near that. I don't get it. This doesn't happen often. So it's up to you. Help me out here. That's all I'm asking. In the meantime, the